In the second act, Michelle arrives with her friends.
I'd like you to meet Audrey and her mother, Mrs. Cooper.
Susan's company has made a new game. She teaches the girls and Harry how to play it.
The leader takes the first 10 cards and lays them face up on the stand.
But Michelle doesn't really like the game.
I think it's too easy.
Too easy?
How does Susan feel?
Oh, Daddy, we had such a good time at the aquarium. I saw a real shark. I could almost touch it.
Oh, I'm so glad. Hi. Michelle, why don't you introduce everybody to Susan?
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
I'd like you to meet Audrey and her mother, Mrs. Cooper.
Hello, Audrey. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Cooper. I'm Susan Stewart.
And this is Shirley and Nicole.
Hi, girls.
Come on in. Come on in, Mrs. Cooper. Come on in, everybody.
The aquarium was so exciting. I had never been there before. The girls learned a great deal. Frankly, so did I.
Well, please sit down and tell us all about it during lunch.
We prepared some tuna fish and cheese sandwiches for lunch.
I love tuna fish, don't you, Audrey?
I remember when I used to be a Girl Scout. My mother would take us everywhere, too.
Susan, I understand you're in the toy business.
Yes, I am. My company manufactures toys and games for children.
Susan's vice president in charge of new toys and games.
And the marketing of new toys and games.
Can we test the new game for you, Susan?
That's an excellent idea, Michelle. I happen to have a game which I brought home to study.
Let us try it. Don't you want to play? Nicole, Shirley, Audrey?
We tested it last week on 12 to 15-year-olds, and they found it to be too easy. In other words, boring. We think it might be just right for 10 to 12-year-olds.
That's us, Susan.
First, you shuffle the deck and lay them face down. Then you select the leader. I'll be the leader. The leader takes the first 10 cards and lays them face up on this stand. H. T. E. R, C, Z, E, T, E, S. Everyone gets a turn going counterclockwise, left or right. You have 30 seconds to make a word using as many letters as possible. You get 1 point for each letter, plus the person with the longest word gets 10 extra points. The first one to get 100 points wins.
That's easy.
Okay, let's go around the table. You first, Audrey.
Cat. C-A-E-S-T.
Good. That's 5 points. Next, Nicole.
Three. T H R E E.
Okay, that's 5 points also. It's your turn, Shirley.
Cree. C R E-E-P.
Creep. That's another five-letter word. 5 points. So far, you're all tied.
Sheet. S-H-E-E-T. Sheet.
Sheet is a five-letter word. Michelle, your turn.
Cheese. C-H-E-E-S-E.
Terrific. Michelle wins with a six-letter word, plus she gets an additional 10 points for a total of 16 points. How are you enjoying the game so far?
I think it's too easy.
Too easy?
Michelle?
It's okay, Harry. Michelle is quite right. She just said it's too easy.
Well, I like the game.
I enjoyed lunch, Susan. Thank you so much. But we have to get going to meet the rest of the troop at 2 o'clock at the museum.
Oh, it was nice meeting all of you. I hope you have a wonderful time at the Museum of Natural History.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a good time.
Bye.
See you in front of the museum at 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mr. Bennett. That'll be fine. And thanks again for the lunch and for the game.
Goodbye, Susan. It's not a bad game. It's just slow.
Just slow. You helped save our company a lot of money. Bye-bye.
You are wonderful with kids.
I am.
Isn't there a conversation that we have to finish?
Hello, everyone. It's time to play Take My Word. Here are the rules of the game. We'll ask you to make some words from these letters. We'll tell you how many letters are in the word, and we'll give you a clue. Are you ready? Let's begin. You're looking for a word with three letters, a three-letter word. Here's your clue. You have 5 seconds. Go. Time's up. Who says? A cat, of course. Now another word. It has 4 letters, a 4-letter word. Here's your clue. Max is Susan's nephew. So Susan is Max's what? You have 6 seconds. Go. Your time is up. Susan is Max's aunt. Let's go on. Another 4-letter word. You can wear this when it's cold outside. You have 6 seconds. Take my word. All right, what do you wear when it's cold outside? Well, I don't know about you, but I wear a coat. Let's keep going. A 3-letter word, and here's your clue. You can do it with scissors. 5 seconds, go. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you can use scissors to cut. And now a word with 5 letters. Here's your clue. 7 seconds, go. Time's up. The answer is count. You can count with your fingers. And now, friends, for the last word, you must use all 10 letters, a 10-letter word. And here's your clue. What is Harry Bennett's occupation? You have 8 seconds. Go. All right, Harry Bennett is an accountant. And that's all the time we have. Thanks for playing Take My Word!